In our Christian life, every Christian, just like any other things, we need to be balanced. On the one hand, there is the corporate aspect. On the other hand, there is also the personal aspect. You know, just like everything else in the world, like my hand, there is the front side and the back side. We need the two aspects in order to have a balanced Christian life. Yes, on the one hand, it's good, it's wonderful, and it's necessary that we'll pursue the Lord with those. And we will come to the meeting, we'll be gathered in the Lord's name. However, if we do not have a personal relationship with the Lord, we're sure in a stable foundation before the Lord. You know, in our human life, many our things changes. Our surrounding changes. Our emotion fluctuate. Therefore, we need to learn to have a personal time with the Lord in order that our Christian life could be stabilized. We could be firmly rooted in the Lord. And that's the whole burden of this lie, that every day, each one of us, according to where we are, we will have some progress. We will learn how to contact the Lord. And this morning, I would like to focus on this matter of fellowship. You know, the word fellowship means joint participation or common participation. You know, I really enjoyed, you know, there's a line in this book, Lessons for New Believer Concerning Fellowship. It says that fellowship is the contact between God and man. However, even more, in a deeper sense, fellowship is a kind of mutual flow. The blending and flowing of two kinds of liquid, it's mutual flow. In a sense, fellowship is two-way contact. But in a deeper sense, it is a mutual flow. In other words, when we spend time with the Lord, we need to enter into the presence of the Lord. We realize there is not just something I talk to the Lord, but the Lord also has something that he wants to flow into me. The flow is mutual. You know, we need to practice until the point that we realize we were brought into God's presence and we're able to hear his speaking to us. Every day, you know, just like in a Song of Song, this particular book is not written to unbelievers, but it is written to the believers. We don't know how long it takes, but all of a sudden, it seems like the Spirit is just awakened this country girl. And this country girl just responds by saying, "Oh, let him kiss me." She doesn't even refer to who is the him. But to her, the whole world is him. To her, there's only one him. That is her dear Lord Jesus Christ. And every day, that needs to be our experience. We do not care for anything else. We do not care for any person, matter, or things. But we realize there is only a him. There's only one dear Lord Jesus. When we wake up in the morning, we need to learn to say, "Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for today. Thank you for a new day that I can love you." The reason I picked this hymn is that I want to lay out a few practice through this particular hymn that will help us to contact the Lord in the morning. You know, so I would like to give you 3 points, and I hope that perhaps today or in the future, you can practice. How do we have fellowship with the Lord? Number one, we need to contact the Lord by calling on the name of the Lord with some short prayer. Calling on the Lord, on the name of the Lord, with some short prayer. You know, what do we mean by that? Every day, how do we have fellowship with the Lord? Well, we need to start by saying, "Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, the key to touch the Lord by calling His name, it's according to Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart. When we call on His name, well, it needs to be audible. We need to use our mouth to call on the name of the Lord audibly. And our heart needs to be target to the Lord. Our heart should not think any other things, but our heart should aim at the Lord. Right, calling, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. You see, that makes a difference. When our mouth is open, when our heart is aiming at the Lord, then our spirit spontaneously became activated. And our spirit is at that moment open to the Lord. Then as we call in this way, we can ask a very short prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, I need you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, fill me. Okay, how about two by two? Yourself. 30 seconds. Let's practice this. Call on the name of the Lord with some short prayer, audibly. Let's just do it. Okay, all right. I think you can continue. Isn't that good? Let's continue to practice during our personal time. Okay, number two, sing with a spirit of prayer. Right? Every morning, I hope, you know, this on the campus will fill this campus with singing. You know, that's hymn 784. Right? We need to learn how to sing from our spirit. Right? Pray to fellowship with Jesus, in the Spirit seek His face, as and listening His presence, waiting in the secret place, pray. Again, sing it to the Lord. Sing from deep within and aiming at the Lord, right? And while you're singing, sing it with some prayer, right? Like this. Pray to fellowship with Jesus. In the Spirit, seek His face. Oh, Lord, I want to seek You. Lord, I want to pray. Lord, I want to have fellowship with You. Oh, seek in Your face. Ask and listen in His presence. Waiting in the secret place. Oh, Lord, I'm waiting here. Oh, I'm waiting in the secret place. Oh, I want to be in Your presence. Right? That's, you know, if we can do this kind of, you know, we can practice this. Each stanza, we sing and we pray. We pray and we sing again. What happened? Then, well, we forgot about time. An indication of whether or not we're entering into the Lord's presence is whether or not we're conscious about time. To a point, we're fully saturated with the Lord. Right? As we sing, the Lord seems to speak to us. And as we pray back to the Lord, it's our speaking back to the Lord. And in this way, there is the mutual flow. There's the mutual fellowship. and we got lost in the Lord, and we forgot about time, right? Once you forgot about time, that means you're one with the Lord. That means you have entered into the presence of the Lord. All right, okay, number three, the third point is by prayer reading. And prayer reading include repeat reading, emphasized reading, and prayer reading. What do I mean by that? As we pray read, many times we just repeat some verses. You know, let's for example, take page 9, today's portion, right? We have Luke chapter 1, 53. The hunger he has filled with good things, right? Well, as we pray, how do we pray read? As we come to the Lord, prayer reading is not just a meeting. We can pray read by ourselves, right? First, by repeating, oh, the hungry, he has filled with good things. He has filled with good things. And then as you repeat, the Lord will give us some feeling, oh, Lord, the hungry. Oh, the hungry. This hungry here is no longer just an objective hungry, but I have so much feeling concerning being hungry to the Lord. And he has filled. Oh, this he, I love the him. He has filled. And then we pray read. We turn that verse into prayer. Lord, I'm here this morning. Lord, I want to be hungry. Lord, give me the hunger. Lord, and then you will fill me. Thank you that you will fill us with good things. Amen. Right? This is a way in our personal time to enter into a fellowship with the Lord. As we pray, read the verse, this verse is no longer something objective to us. But this verse became real and subjective to in our experience. Amen. Right? Let's practice this by doing calling on the name of the Lord with short prayer, by singing with the spirit of prayer, and by prayer reading the Word of God. Okay. How about that? We can start and then find the place that you have been to already, and then let's continue to practice contacting the Lord. Amen.